This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
All right, let's turn attention to this, something else, some disturbing bit of news that South Africa has now recorded a second case of monkeypox in a 32-year-old male patient from Cape Town. Also, like the first patient, this patient had not traveled anywhere outside of the country. The country reported the first case of monkeypox last week from another traveler who, I mean, at least another South African who hadn't traveled anywhere. Health authorities say contact tracing is underway. Let's find out more. I have the Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, joining us on the line. Dr. Dhlomo, thank you for your time. How concerned are you now about this latest case? I mean, it's only a second case, but what do we know about this case as well? And what is our understanding of what is happening, given the fact that this case has not, there's another one of a person who had not been out of the country, had not traveled anywhere, and also had not been in contact with the first patient?
Yes, good morning, Tabiso, and good morning to Power FM listeners. We are actually recording the second one and bringing it up to the public so that we are aware of the new disease. We haven't really seen a lot of it. It has always been in North Africa and West Africa in the continent. But however, it's still a self-limiting disease, not a severe illness. It is like with blisters. It presents with blisters or skin lesions, sometimes with fever, headaches, and some muscle pain. It is usually self-limiting with a bit of itchiness and scratching that takes place. Yes, the two that we have found out in the country have not had any history of travel. Mm-hmm. So we are therefore confirming that it is probably a local transmission. It may as well be. That's why we are monitoring and really do the tracing among the close contacts of these two individuals. If probably from me and you somewhere here in the community, I could have traveled or I could have it, but have not presenting with it. So we would probably say be alert, because it's probably more than just these two cases that are there. However, it is very self-contained, self-limiting illness that we are just reporting, but it's not as bad as where we come from in terms of COVID and any other infectious disease that we have.
Okay, why are we monitoring it? I mean, if it is the number is as low as it is. I mean, it's not as if we are dealing with an outbreak here. What is the attitude what is the approach rather to dealing with this monkeypox virus?
The public health approach is that if there's any new disease, no matter how small it is, you just report it, because we would not like to start reporting when there's 20 cases here. However, we are also giving history to say, me and you, Tabiso, in that studio, sitting there, not touching you or hugging you, unlikely that I can actually transmit the disease, as opposed to if I were in that same studio without a mask, I cough and probably have any other thing, COVID-19, TB, and any other issues. It actually says to us, let's be clear on our personal hygiene. Let us touch with hand washing, or avoid the hugging when there are lesions on the face, on the bodies. It is not as bad, but because it is a public health approach to report and indicate any new disease that is coming into the country, no matter how small it may be, we are notifying the society, but also giving the society that we are not panicking as yet. We must just take these precautions, clean your hands, don't hug and right. hold hands with someone with lesions on their hands and on the body. It's the same way, probably. So if the child were to have a chicken pox, ask them to isolate, be at home, don't go to school until you are better off. Yeah.
What has happened to the first case that was reported last week? What do we know about that patient? And how is the latest case being handled?
Yeah, The National Institute of Communicable Disease are still doing the tracing of the close contacts from those that they are close to the first case have not reported picking up any of them positively with monkeypox. Same will happen with this one. As soon as we get more information as to where exactly are there any close contacts of any of these two that are already showing signs of monkeypox, we will report. But so far, not as yet.
Has the first patient recovered?
As I'm saying, the self-limiting is recovering, not completely recovered, but it's not something that is really causing the first person was attended to, got some medication for the itchiness and scratching, and then thereafter, really nothing much has really happened in terms of course, there was to be an isolation from the other people, but not much that we have picked up as to whether there's a severity of the illness. It will not go severe. It will just be healing lesions on the skin and getting better with the headaches and backaches, and that's all, yes.
In the case of the latest case, is it also, did he also exhibit similar symptoms, or how was his case picked up?
Look, because this is happening, it happened yesterday, Tabi, so I would not have the full details of how this second person presented, but all the symptoms of monkeypox were picked up. I wouldn't know whether it was more headache than lesions or a backache, but it is confirmed through the laboratory test of an NICD that, yes, indeed, that second case is monkeypox.
All right. Dr. Lomo, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tabiso, and your listeners.
That is the Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, there, confirming that we now have a second case of monkeypox. It's another man, a 30-year-old man who had, from Cape Town, by the way, and like the first case, he is not somebody who has traveled outside of the country. But no cause for concern, no major, no, that the symptoms are only mild symptoms. But and let's hope it just stays that way. Now, two cases. I wonder whether, is it not possible when cases are down to just two, when you have only as limited as two, to then eliminate it from, you know, the rest of the country by, I don't know, ensuring that these people are kept in some kind of isolation until they have... until they stop showing any symptoms. I don't know what your thoughts are on that one. As didn't asking, but what does be alert mean as far as monkeypox is concerned? Yeah, they said, the deputy minister there says that don't hug somebody who's got legions. Yeah, I generally think that you shouldn't be hugging, yeah, people with lesions, but yeah, it may not necessarily be, I don't know, I mean, some of these lesions are not obvious, they're not visible, outwardly visible. It might be on the body. How are we supposed to know? I think just chill on the hugging thing. Let's just continue to apply those what do they call them, non-pharmaceutical interventions, you know. Go easy. Just carry on. I don't know. Are you guys back to hugging? And are you back to shaking hands full time? I must say, I'm still doing the fist bump. But if somebody does reach out with a hand, I am taking it. I am still sanitizing in those shops where I see a sanitizer is there. Because that's just good habits, you know, just the good hygiene practice. So that part will do that. I mean, I think that one I'm quite happy to continue with. This is the Power Breakfast on Power 98.7. Still to come in the next hour, we'll be dealing with, we're trying to understand this latest situation now facing Eskom, where now we are up to level 6 of load shedding. That's coming up. Right now, it's 7 o'clock.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.